From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
We wish you a snowy day. In Albuquerque, you just never know. If you don't like it, wait about 30 minutes. And supposedly, I heard earlier today, this snow that we're getting right now is supposed to turn to rain. Probably at elevation, not. But regardless, I'm sure in a day or two, we'll all be in shorts and down at Tingley Beach surfing. So I hope you're having a great day. Be safe if you're on the roads, especially if you're traveling the interstates and headed out of town. Either direction, they usually gain elevation and probably likely to run into more difficult driving conditions. So be safe as you drive around the Albuquerque area. I'm Steve Ryman, welcoming into studio today Lindsay Warner and Lauren Maddock, both with Magnify Dance Ensemble. Ladies, welcome to studio.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
We're glad to have you back in. Of course, many of our listeners are very familiar with Magnify Dance Ensemble. But for those who aren't familiar with the group, Lindsay, what would you tell them?
So Magnify Dance Ensemble, we are a local nonprofit that seeks to just pursue excellence in the realm of dance. So we are associated with Magnify Dance Center. That's our training school. And Ensemble is the performing company. And so we train dancers and we put them on stage, and we really seek to kind of merge faith with our performances and, you know, do these gospel oriented shows that our audiences are familiar with seeing from us.
Right, right. And now, ladies, how long have each of you been with Magnify? Or performers, if you were there when it went, you know, prior to the name change.
Yeah, we were chatting right before. And so Performers was the old name of the company. We've been around for almost 40 years. Christmas Joy has been performing for almost 40 years. And so I started dancing with Performers when I was 8 years old in 2006, and went all the way through high school, graduated, went out, danced with other companies, and then came back in 2020 and have been back with Magnify ever since.
So where is your dancing taking you with other companies?
So I kind of went all over the map. I was in San Francisco. I danced with Kansas City Ballet. And then I was with a faith-based modern company in Houston, Texas for the majority of my career.
Little Midwest, little South, little West Coast.
Yep, all over.
All right. So you're meeting all kinds of different people and cultures and sharing culture through dance.
Yes.
Pretty cool. And Lauren, how about you? How long have you been with Magnify or Performers, whichever?
Yeah, same. So I joined a couple years later than Lindsay. My first Christmas Joy was her senior year.
Okay.
And I was watching in the audience. I remember it clearly. And then the next year I was like, I have to join this. This was so amazing. So I joined the year after. And then funny now how we're both back in it together, even though at the time she had graduated and left. So that's almost 12 years now for me with this company. A long time.
So does Christmas Joy date 40 years?
It does. Wow. Yeah, I know. Wow. So we're going on, I think this next year is going to be our 39th year.
Okay.
And then we'll do our 40th anniversary after that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then was How Love Wins new when both of you were part of the group?
So I was a part of the premiere cast in 2014.
Okay.
And so that was my senior year of high school, the very first year of the show.
Okay.
And so I got to be a part of kind of the creation of that show. And so
9th year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seems new to me because I was
it is.
I was here at the radio station when we first started talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was pretty exciting to think, wow. This group who's done Christmas Joy for so many years so well and had such a great reputation, it just seemed this is totally natural.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
To move to How Love Wins. And Lauren, were you part of the cast for How Love Wins as well?
So it was the following year.
Okay.
Not the first year. I believe I went to that show, watched it, and then joined the following year as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So memories, what's your favorite part when you think back to Christmas Joy or How Love Wins?
So many memories.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick just one. I mean, I think just kind of having that journey of, you know, being a little angel when I was younger, and then, you know, kind of doing all of these different roles in the shows. And then even coming back, you know, the parts that I danced in How Love Wins the first year, I've gotten to revisit a lot of those and dance them again, which has been a really special part of my own, you know, just artistic journey, faith journey. And I've really treasured being able to, you know, dig deeper into those parts of the show.
Now, we're talking about How Love Wins and Christmas Joy, and a lot of our listeners are very familiar, but let's talk to that person who's like, what are you talking about? Lauren, what would you tell them about Christmas Joy? Let's start there.
Sure. So Christmas Joy is, I guess, the beginning of the story. Kicks off the Christmas season, goes through the birth of Jesus, all those stories, wise men, Mary, birth of Jesus, through dance. And then, of course, it has a lot of Christmas classics as well, Carol of the Bells, Joy to the World. In my opinion, just the perfect Christmas show for people to go see. And I think that's why people in Albuquerque just love it so much, because it's just, yeah, the perfect way to kick off the season. And then How Love Wins is kind of the sequel, if you would, to Christmas Joy. Picks up where we left off with his life, Jesus's life, death and resurrection through dancing.
Okay. So would you say the show is really inviting to both those who do know the Christmas and Easter story and those who do not know?
Yeah, I would definitely say that anybody, you know, that is a lover of dance and of the arts would glean a lot from the shows, and hopefully, you know, be inspired by the stories and, you know, come to know the Lord if they don't already.
Well, great opportunity to bring someone with you who maybe you're sharing Jesus with or just loving, and you want to, you know, well, and loving them, of course, you're going to want to share with them the best truth of all.
Yes.
Certainly by going to a show like that, maybe dinner afterwards, a great conversation.
Totally.
Okay. Well, now we need to make sure people know how to get involved. How to, you know, there's a few things. I want to make sure people can be able to go see these presentations. How Love Wins is next on the calendar, and that is March 25th and 26th, a Saturday and a Sunday, at the National Hispanic Cultural Center here in Albuquerque. And I'm going to give this website a few times. So here is where you can get tickets and get information about Magnify Dance Ensemble, How Love Wins. Go to nhccnm.org. That stands for National Hispanic Cultural Center, New Mexico, nhccnm.org. And then just click on events and scroll down. You'll find How Love Wins. It's got a description and a place to click and buy tickets. And, you know, another idea, you know, we talked about, you know, bringing someone with you, put together a group. And save a little bit of money on tickets, but it's still supportive of this nonprofit group. Now, you know, we talked a little bit, ladies, about you know, the opportunity you had when you were younger to join this group. Talk about now I'm gonna guess there's just got to be a lot of satisfaction being able to pour all that experience you have into the next generation.
Yeah, definitely. We really value mentorship in our Magnify community. And so I think I could speak for Lauren and myself, just being able to come back to this community that poured so much into us and our lives and our journeys, and being able to do that, you know, for the next generation has been remarkable, just such a treasure. And we really value the relationships that we have with our dancers and our parents, and just, you know, the really special community at Magnify.
And Lauren, anything to add to that or ditto?
No, I totally can add. I mean, these dancers, it's not an easy task. I mean, they're there for hours throughout the week, on the weekends even, putting in hours of these rehearsals. And we're there with them. And so this show and having people come and hear their message and share their gifts means a lot, and for us to see them shine on that stage, and especially behind the scenes where they really put in that hard work, has been an awesome behind the scenes blessing for us.
So it's a great opportunity to pour some discipline into some young people, boys and girls.
True.
Yes. Yep. We have both in our cast.
Okay.
Yes.
And if someone wanted to find out more about being a part of this in years to come. What would be the best way to reach out and connect?
Yes, we would love that. You can go to magnifydancecenter.com. And we've got lots of information on there about, you know, our classes, our summer programs, everything that we offer, as well as information about, you know, Ensemble and the company specifically. So we are always looking to branch out into our community and grow our studio and our group. So would love for people to come check us out.
Okay. And again, if you just tuned in, Magnify Dance Ensemble is going to present How Love Wins at the National Hispanic Cultural Center that's here in Albuquerque. Real easy to get to if you're going to the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Off I-25, you want to go west on Avenida Cesar Chavez, and it's on 4th, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's hard to miss, because if you continue on Avenida Cesar Chavez, you go over the bridge, over all the railroad tracks and everything, and then it's almost just south of the McDonald's.
That's true. Beautiful building, too.
It really is, and we were talking about it off air. Talking about venues, how much you appreciate the venue that you're in, because you've been there a little while.
Yes. Yeah. We've been there for a long time. So it's kind of our feeder home.
Yeah.
We're super grateful. It's an incredible venue. Amazing staff there, amazing crew that we've just gotten to partner with all of these years to put on our productions. And so now we've got crew that's a part of our community, and they know our shows as well as we do.
Yeah.
It there.
This is top notch. I know it's nonprofit and the dancers aren't paid, so I won't say professional, but professional quality.
Absolutely.
Presentation. And there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, there's not.
it's really, you go on, get your tickets, get whatever, you know, find the queen seating, whatever you want to do. Regardless, if there's only, you know, a few seats left, get them, because they're a value, because of the quality of the performance, the quality of the message, and the quality of the investment in our community. Because, you know, just think of, you don't need to think of it. You lived it, being involved in something like this. You weren't idle when you were young. You kept busy doing things that really provided life lessons. We already mentioned discipline, but I'm sure there has to be some of that. I don't know if I can do this. And having a relationship with the Lord, God doesn't promise to make things easy, but he does promise to be with us through the pain,
right,
and through the struggle. And I'm kind of writing your story, but would you say some of that's applicable?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, just you learn a lot when you're dealing with injuries and, just the physicality of dancing and ballet, as well as just the mental component of it. It teaches a lot of dedication and determination and grit. We really see our dancers grow in that area.
Totally. Just that persistence of like you said, I don't know if I can do this, but I'm going to keep going through it for, myself and other people. And I'm proud of our company and our dancers for what they stand for.
Well, I think you should be. I thank Magnify Dance Ensemble for their investment in this community and doing this regularly every year. We're out of time, but I do want to make sure, is there anything that I left out that you want to make sure we cover?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. Magnify Dance Ensemble again. How Love Wins. It's happening March 25th and 26th at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. You can get to their website, nhccnm.org, and click on events, scroll down to How Love Wins, click, you can get your tickets there. And the phone number for the National Hispanic Cultural Center, by the way, is 505-724-4771. And don't forget about Christmas joy as we head towards that part of the year later. But will you ladies come back and let us know how that's going?
Definitely.
Yes.
Would love to.
All right, great.